no, 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 no.
Hello, or should I say how? Or hi, how are you? Thank you for catching the Approach Lee show today. And I do want to apologize because yesterday I made an episode of the Approach Lee podcast, and as I was saving the title of the draft, you know, I was typing in the title, the Podbean app crashed, and I was unable to post the content, because it just was erased. But I do want to mention the fact that last time this happened, something similar happened, and I said something on the podcast that I had a gut feeling about. I was a little iffy about saying, but I kind of said it anyways and was hoping for the best, you know. And even though I felt like they were good episodes, you know, that's why I was, you know, and that's the thing. I'm nervous for no reason, you know, and it's like for no good reason, you know. But I don't know. Who knows? Would it be good to do, get some Starbucks? I feel like, that will annoy the shit out of my colleagues if I just walked in, you know, while everyone called off today. Just walked in late with a cappuccino or a frappuccino or a latte. Honestly, I don't know. Like, I like frappes, you know. I've learned them so many times. Like, I think latte is like coffee with like made with hot milk instead of water, you know, or some shit like that. You know, I honestly don't mind the instant coffee with just a hint of milk. And, you know, the broke people's coffee, it's not too bad, in my opinion. You know, it always gives me a fucking stomachache. And, you know, I really want to go to Starbucks, but I just want to get this day over with. I'm already late. People are already calling my work phone. You know, so that's the kind of day I'm in for today. You know, team lead calling out sick. You know, and he was totally fine yesterday. Other lead, you know, working from home after calling in sick 3 days in a row. You know, so it's not really stuff I can complain about because I kind of did the same shit. But, you know, it seems like it's an indication to me that there's some inequality, right? So people are getting overworked and other people are, you know, pretty comfortable with their work-life balance. Honestly, I don't want to really feel like having a podcast. Really disappointed with Podbean anytime that happens, you know. But like I said, you know, I hope that it was for my best interest. But, you know, sometimes it's those things that you say that are a little, maybe you feel are controversial, but other people actually feel the same way. And, you know, that sometimes it's those kinds of things that take off, But I don't know. Well, let me just, I guess I can just give you a rundown and maybe do a short podcast today of what I was talking about on yesterday's podcast. So essentially, I got a haircut Sunday, and during this haircut, well, I went to Great Clips, you know, and I went to Great Clips near my home. It was on a Sunday. I was like, I want to get my haircut before the work week, you know, so I go to the flipping app like they want you to. I looked at the store I usually go to, and it says 100-minute wait. I look at this other store that's like literally 2 more minutes away, and it has a 5-minute wait time, you know, not too bad. 7-minute wait time, 8-minute, I don't know exactly what it was. It was under 10 minutes. So I was like, wow, okay. So I go there, I check in. I took like 15 minutes to get there, or 20 minutes. I took a quick shower, you know, and I washed all the hair gel off my hair and everything, you know, and just put on a quick pair of clothes, nothing too serious, you know. I didn't get there right away, but you know, it wasn't that long of a arrival time. So I get there, you know, and there's someone sitting down on the left and the right. So two people, and then there's someone getting their haircut with a guy with a mohawk. And then there's like a lady, and this lady, the best way I can explain her to you is, if you've ever seen Monsters, Inc., she's like the librarian or the receptionist. I don't remember exactly what she was, but she was a conniving, skinny, scrawny, malevolent bitch. And she was like a wormy type monster or something, but anyways, she looked exactly like her. Like, if you take away the part, the fact that that monster was a you know, cartoon character, you know, the face looked exactly the same. Like, they resembled each other the same. I think they even had the same, like, glasses, like the weird style glasses. And essentially what this lady did was make my haircut a living hell. Let me give you the whole experience. So I arrive, there's two people sitting down, there's one guy standing up, checking in with her, you know, and the whole time she's rude, like she's pissed off. And she's, like, asking for all this information and then saying, oh, okay, I'm not going to put it in. And, like, just, like, in a really rude tone. And so, anyways, I was just standing there. I got sick of standing up, so I sat down. Another guy walks in, you know, and he's just standing there. You know, but I had seen the list, the check-in list, and I was number one on the list. So anyways, he was standing there. She finally finished with the other guy. It seemed like she was purposely taking her time, checking people, the walk-ins in. Then she, like, checks in the other guy. And then she's like, all right, come on down. Come on in. You know, she walks him in, like, walks him over to get his haircut because he was next on the list. I was like, hey, wait a minute. I was number one on the list, and I was waiting for you to check me in. Since you were taking your sweet ass time. And so she got enraged, you know. So, you know, instead of just going and cutting my hair, you know, she checked me in, you know, even though I was already checked into the app, you know, and whatnot. So, anyways, so even though I was checked into the app, right, and then, she checks me in under a fake name. She, like, asks for my personal information in front of everybody. That's so fun. This bitch better not get revenge. She better not look me up and get my personal info and then go hunt me down and shit. But yeah, she gave me a disgusting haircut. Like, she even left hairs on purpose behind my ears. You know, like, I think she left them there for me to find. And when I found that, I was pissed. I knew it was a bad haircut. It was patchy. It was ridiculous. But either way, you know, I was gonna deal with it. But when I saw that, my just OCD kicked in, and I was furious. So I went into the one I usually go to after work. They took a while. Either way, they fixed it. They weren't gonna charge me anything. So I left her a $5 tip. You know, and got some hair gel. You know, so I'm not a bad customer. I'm a, you know, good paying customer. I tip well. You know, I gave the first bitch a fucking, you know, and I don't say that in a derogatory way against women. You know, but she was a bitch. Like, as a person, you know, and the female and the male can be a bitch too. So, but this woman was a bitch. You know, she, anyone would have said she was a bitch. You know, and her coworker, the vibe was just like everyone was just quiet. You know, no one was talking. It was a bad vibe. And you know, I tipped her. You know, but, you know, I never want to go there again, you know, and I hope she doesn't keep her job, to be honest, because she was bad to 5 different customers, and maybe it was just that day, but, you know, maybe it's just her. I really can't say. So, anyways, I'm here at work, and I guess I better let you guys go. I guess I wasn't gonna cut this short. It's a pretty easy drive into work. Looks like a lot of people decided to call out sick today, except for the fuckers who don't actually work. You know, it's so funny. How does it happen that the guys who don't put any effort in, don't provide much value for the resources allocated to them, how is it that those guys are in here in day in and day out? You know, like, it's like they can't get enough, you know, and I can't really blame them. But yeah, it is what it is. Some fucker took the spot I've been using for the last 5 weeks. But yeah, I'm especially lazy. It doesn't really matter. Can I talk another